Welcome to Here We Sew Again, the podcast where three sewists from different backgrounds discuss all things sewing. I'm Amanda Carestio.
I'm Meg Healy.
And I'm Kate Seinard. Today on the podcast, we're talking about fall and winter fashion trends. We break down all the top styles seen at the 2023-2024 runway shows. Love this episode. Cannot wait. And then, as always, we'll share a little something in our Sew Inspo segment. Before we get started, though, I want to thank everyone for your patience with us. We ran into a few scheduling problems and ended up deciding to take a little bit of a break. But we are back and ready to talk some sewing.
Even as like a summer break, you know, we're back for the fall, like back to school.
Exactly. So, how's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Yeah.
I don't know what I've been doing, but I've been busy. I'm sure Meg's in the same boat.
Yeah, it's just like busy, but just like, you know, the days are just, you know, the days are long, but the weeks go by like in a snap. Like,
yeah.
It's time is such a weird, like,
moves strangely, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but something hilarious happened. It was like, our one friend, they recently had a little baby, and she's like 3 weeks old, and she needed a bridesmaid's alteration, and I was actually excited to do, because I was like, oh my gosh, it gets me in the studio. Because they came over with their little girl, so like they watched Jay, and like, well, and like, so, you know, the dads hung out and everyone hung out, and I like did like a, you know, a rolled hem. I like hemmed her bridesmaid's dress, and it was just it like, even though doing an alteration, but I was like so happy to do it. It's just like, you know, baby's looking after, I'm in my studio, even if it's just an alteration, but it was just really funny. That's the only sewing I've done in like months.
That's like a good trade though, like childcare for like mending services. I mean,
yeah, I know.
Nice little trade.
And the, you know, the mental awesomeness having that moment to actually do some sewing, even if it's not your favorite type of sewing.
Yeah, no, it was just nice to just sit there and just, I was almost glad it was like a roll. I did the technique where I stitch it once, like the fold, and then you cut it and you do it again and press it. Like, oh my gosh. But as I was doing it, I'm like, I can't wait to tell like Kate and Amanda how much I enjoyed doing this.
I know, it's like you were doing hand sewing or something.
I haven't gotten that desperate.
Not
yet.
That desperate. That's funny.
Anyways, yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's so good to be back and chatting with you guys again. Let's take a moment and jump into our So What's New segment. I have nothing. Sorry, everybody. I continue to suck. But I know that both Amanda and Meg have something. So, Meg, do you want to start us off?
Sure. Yeah. I just looked through my Instagram saved, and I noticed my memory is like, you know, I can't remember what I did yesterday. So I had to go back and like remember what I saved when new pattern releases. But Friday Pattern Company released a new free t-shirt pattern, a bateau top, that I really like. It's like super cute. It has like a band on the neckline, band on the sleeves, and it's just like a little bit of a crop style, and I just think it's super cute, and it seems like a quick sew, so I can, you know, do it in a nap time, maybe.
Totally.
is it woven or knit?
I believe it's knit. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is knit.
Yeah, I feel like this time of year I tend to get more like knits focused.
Yeah.
So I do need to sew some knits. I forget how awesome they are. But also, I think I've been doing woven so much for myself and for the side hustle that like I remember I sewed something knit for Ruby recently and I was so rusty. I was like, wait a minute, how does this work again? Like, it just, I had really like just lost that muscle of like working with stretchy fabric, but it's, I don't know, it was a nice change of pace too. So easy and so cozy. I love them. I love knits for cooler weather for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Amanda, what do you have for us?
I have another pattern. I think I shared one from this designer recently, but it's the Henrietta skirt by Spaghetti Western Sewing. And this is an elastic waist skirt with these little side inserts that are ruffled. And I don't know if mm-hmm. I'm influenced by the designer name, but it does have like a little bit of a Western flair to it. And I love it. I really want to make myself one for the cooler months because I'm dedicated. I really want to wear some skirts and dresses this winter. I think I just need to like up my tight collection and like get some tights that are actually comfy. But because I love this skirt. I want to get some new cowboy boots. I want to wear it with this skirt with like a nice cozy cardigan. Like I need to make this happen for myself.
Awesome. Yeah, it's really cute. And your whole look that you're describing sounds awesome.
Right? Yeah. I don't know where I'll wear it, but I will find somewhere that is slightly Western.
This is so cute. Like cute? All I can think of is like a stripe play. Like you do different directions or like color blocking. Yep. This is such a cute skirt. I love it.
Love it. Yeah, it's not – I don't tend to venture too far from, like, my favorite, like, elastic waist skirt patterns. But this one and I also – I don't know that I always get excited about new skirt patterns. But this one I just really love.
Uh-huh. I hear Jay loves it, too.
He's loving it. Kind of
cooing in the background.
Like, ooh, those side panels.
Yeah, he's doing some tummy time on a little – on a little play mat, a little like sensory play mat. I know. A friend got it for us. And I love, and I was like looking at it. I was like, I could totally make something like it. It's just like different like textures. Like I even ordered some of that like crinkle paper that you can encase. Oh, yeah. He loves anything crinkle and stuff. So yeah, he's just having a ball. So he might chip it. Maybe he won't fall asleep this episode.
I'm sure he'll have lots of opinions about the trend segment.
Yes. Very yes. Hopeful. At 5 months old, I am positive that he has lots of fashion opinions because he is Meg's son.
Exactly.
All right. Speaking of fashion, why don't we take a quick break and then come back and talk about the trends?
Let's do it. Mm-hmm.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
So So everybody knows the kind of flow of these types of episodes. We just go over a trend recap. You know you're a mother when you just, you know, say the word crap a lot. Exactly. A recap. That was so funny. Oh, my gosh. A recap of all the fall fashion trends. And I'm, like, super in a folly mood.
Yeah.
Like this, I don't know. I really like September. I mean, my birthday's in September, and, fall vibes are, you know, like, super strong. I've already had, like, several pumpkin spice lattes, so I'm just, like, super in the mood.
Yeah, we're getting kind of an early fall over here. Like, maple tree is starting to turn already, which is a little early. So, yeah, definitely there's that little nip in the air that's starting to feel real folly to me.
Oh, my gosh. I just turned around and he's completely rotated and he's playing with the wheel watch. Need to put it back on.
Look at him.
Yeah, he is so ready to crawl. He's, like, on the move. All right, I'm just going to put him back in the middle of his mat and then we'll start to go over the trend. All right, so let's kick it off with our first trend. I'll just, like, kind of quickly run through summary all of them, and then we'll do, you know, our favorites, our least favorites, and then our kind of most likely to sew and incorporate in our fall wardrobe. So the first one's called, like, Real Talk, and it's kind of just, like, back to really, like, the basics. I like how Vogue described it. It's like plain speaking chic. So, like, plain chic, like sweater sets, just kind of khakis and, you know, just kind of real clothes. Kind of either styled a new way or kind of, I see a kind of oversized essence to kind of the plainness as well. So first one is Real Talk. Oh, and again, the trend recap. Oh my gosh. The trend recap is on British Vogue. So it's a Vogue, report that we're going off of. And I really like the Vogue UK one.
And I'll put that in our
show
notes.
I like the shock, the trend. You can kind of more put it into a sewing pattern and kind of down to the real level of how we will incorporate and wear these trends. Okay, I've brought him up to my lap so he can look at the trends, because I feel like he was just upset that he couldn't see.
He needed
what
a visual.
He needed a visual. Okay, so first one, Real Talk. The second one is very self-explanatory, black coat, you know, very, very self-explanatory on that trend. And then the next one, kind of similarly, white shirt, which kind of, they both kind of go back into that Real Talk. But I mean, with both of those trends, it's, you know, reinvented a new way, maybe a new silhouette, like a new type of, like, either black fabric or a new style of white shirt, you know, playing with the silhouette or a detail for both of those trends. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is corporate. And I just find that a lot of these trends are just really, like, there's, like, almost like an overarching trend of just this kind of, again, this back to basics. And the corporate trend has, like, a light pinstripe nod too, like pinstripes and bold shoulders as well, which is super interesting. Then the next one, we have scarf dressing. So we're back to kind of, like, these big oversized blanket scarves and statement scarves. And I personally think this one would be so cool. Like, you don't even really just, like, grab a fabric in your stash and wrap it around you.
Exactly.
And boom, you got
it's done.
So scarf dressing. Then the next one is winter florals. So kind of taking that summer floral and bringing it into winter with kind of, I think that skirt that you mentioned, Amanda, would be, like, so cute in a winter floral for sure.
One of the things I noticed about that, if you don't mind me throwing it out there, is that with the winter florals, a lot of them are on dark backgrounds instead of light backgrounds to kind of give it that wintry look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then the next one we have, it's kind of a one-off trend. It's the Vivienne Westwood trend because the designer passed in the recent year. So a lot of designers, like specifically Marc Jacobs, was doing like a homage to Vivienne Westwood style in, you know, their runway show. And so she kind of had a really nice theme of like femininity with a kick was kind of her thing for her line. And so there's kind of like a nod to that coming back as a trend for sure. And then we have the hourglass. So the kind of that hourglass silhouette, but in like, you know, blazers and kind of structured dresses and coats as well. And that can kind of really play into that bold shoulder too that we were talking about in the corporate trend as well. Then I was surprised to see this next one, like, again, eh? Like, this lingerie trend is really, it's not going away. For me, it's great because it's like, I mean, I just, it's like pajama for me. I wear slip dresses just like all day, you know, around the house. But I mean, they're definitely not as pretty as the ones in these trends. Mm-hmm. But I was shocked kind of to see this still being a trend and something that designers are still creating for the catwalks. And then the last but not least is metallics. And we've seen this one kind of come and go, but it's definitely holding strong still. Nice metallic fabrics. And I don't know, I like this for fall too, because, you know, it's nice to put some glitz and glam because, you know, that the holiday, especially with the holiday times coming around and New Year's Eve, like it's fun to get some sparkle and all that. So those are kind of just very, you know, fast recap of all the trends. And definitely check out the links. You can follow along to see a visual of all these trends. And yeah, we'd love to know what our listeners are loving and sewing as well for these trends. But let's kick it off by Kate. Like, what's your favorite trend of this fall season?
For once, this is actually really easy for me. The scarf dressing. Nice. I love the scarf dressing. It looks so cozy. It looks kind of easy. And I just, it's snuggly and I love it. And I totally, like, you know me, usually I'm like, oh, I wouldn't wear any of these things, but I can see how I could, you know, move this into a more normal thing. And with this one, I was like, I would actually wear these things.
Oh yeah,
because they're just like so snuggly and wonderful looking. So yes, scarf dressing for sure. I also, you know me, I love metallics. Mm-hmm. They just make me, I like shiny things, they make me happy. And so those were the two that really just kind of jumped out at me as being the ones that I really enjoy the most.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Amanda? What's your favorite trend?
You know, this selection of trends is so interesting because I like some of them are like kind of surprisingly bland.
Exactly.
I mean, in that way, it's kind of nice too because it is easier to like think about actually doing them and wearing them and bringing them into your wardrobe a little bit. Like it's not such a jump. So I appreciate that actually. Of course I like the black coat idea. I am thinking like I'm not a huge fan of wool and some of the more structured looks are a little too like, I don't really see myself wearing those, but like doing like kind of a jacket or a shore coat in black and like kind of making it a little bit more upscale is appealing to me. I also like the scarf dressing because I feel like that's a nice way to like bring some variety into your winter wardrobe. And it's also cozy and very practical. I have to say I kind of like the winter florals and I am so I know I am not a floral person, but I think part of the problem is like I like a dark floral. I really do. I think I just I don't see those as much maybe. So I really did like that. Just I don't know. It's like there's a little bit of drama, a little bit of romance. Again, it's like super wearable. will I go out and buy a bunch of floral fabric? Probably not. But I was strangely into that one.
Yeah, I think the winter floral one is my favorite. And the Vivian Westwood. Yeah. Those are two. Because I love her style and vibe and her designs. Like, I really love that. And so those two are definitely my favorite. This reminds me of a funny story, though, because I really do like a white shirt. Like, I really do love, like, a crisp white shirt. But I tried to do this trend. I wore a crisp white shirt, and somebody decided to have a big blowout.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Day, I decided to wear my crisp white shirt. And so I picked him up to go, and it just kind of exploded all over my shirt. And so that was really funny. So Jay, not a fan of that trend, but I still like that. So that's maybe. yeah. So let's talk about kind of our least favorite trend. Like, what's the one that we're just, you know, not too crazy about?
I have a little trouble putting my finger on what the real talk is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cohesive to me, or it's just not coming together in my brain.
Yeah.
So that one, it's not that I dislike it. It's just that I can't quite wrap my head around it. I'm also not a huge fan of the lingerie look. It's fine if you like it. I have no issue with other people wearing it. It's just not something that I'm interested in for myself.
Yeah, for me, it's the hourglass. Like, I really appreciate all of those silhouettes, but as someone who doesn't have, like, much of a waist, like, I just don't think I'll be taking part in that particular trend. Again, like, I appreciate the silhouettes, but I'm just kind of like over the corsets thing, and I don't think corsets, I thought they were going to go away, and they kind of aren't. So I'm kind of over that. That's not how I like to dress. I mean, I think it's probably that I just don't have like an occasion to get that like tidy. So and like just wearing something that fitted, just I still just makes me kind of hyperventilate.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I like the trend itself.
Yeah, exactly.
But that trend is not for me.
Not for me.
I do not have an hourglass figure, and attempting to emphasize an hourglass figure I don't have is just going to end up looking weird.
Yeah, I will say too, I'm not a huge fan of corporate, that trend, just because, I don't know, it's just not very inspiring to me. Like, I don't know, mm-hmm. if it just doesn't, I don't know.
I'm kind of iffy on that. Yeah. One. I like pinstripes. Mm-hmm. Pinstripes are like a thing of mine, but I don't like the big shoulders.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I like half the trend and not the other half of the trend.
I wonder too, like, are we finally seeing the, like, the pandemic dressing, like, circle back around over? Because a lot of these are, like, a little bit more formal. There's not as much boho. There's not as much, like,
yeah,
statement sleeve. It's definitely more structured. So I wonder if it's kind of, like, just the natural kind of curve. Yeah. There.
Structured and kind of classic. Mm-hmm. You know, the hourglass, the black, mm-hmm. the black coat, the white shirt, very, very, you know, 50s classic sort of, mm-hmm. looks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the ones that I'm really not feeling are the corporate one as well. Yeah. I just so far removed.
I know.
I just feel, yeah, again, it's like super far removed. Even when I do go back to work, I mean, I work from home. So, I mean, it is nice to kind of put on something a little bit more businessy, but I'm just, you know, super not into court. And I don't know, something about pinstripes for me, I don't know, I just, I, I guess maybe I just haven't met the right like pinstripe, but I love stripes, but something about pinstripes in like a, that corporate kind of realm that I'm just like not super, super crazy about.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of the one I least got excited about and vibed with for sure.
Yeah. Like I still like the idea, and I haven't yet, of like making myself a linen blazer, but you know, but like oversized, yeah, not fitted, you know, like I really love the idea of that. I haven't done it yet, but like, I don't know. So I could see like maybe that take on this, but it's still a lot more crunchy than what they are showing here.
Yeah. I could see that linen blazer being with that kind of real talk.
Yeah.
Trend,
yeah.
Though, that kind of just like, you know, plain chic for sure. And wearable. Yeah.
Yeah, all of these are, I mean, I feel like they're all pretty wearable, which is new and different, but at the same time, I don't know, it's not as, I don't have as strong feelings about this group that I usually do about the trend report.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I think a lot of them are kind of like, oh, that's okay, but not, oh my God, I love this so much, with a few exceptions, I hate this so much. It's just like, oh yeah, that's fine. Maybe not for me, but that's fine.
I know. Yesterday I did like a premature wear of like one of the trends. Like I love the scarf. So like I have this big, huge, fuzzy scarf that I wrapped around me. But then again, it's not like not quite fall wet. And I was just like boiling.
So hot. Yeah.
You know, when you just like want to wear the trend and like you're just like kind of ready for fall, but it's just, you're like, okay, I might need to wait another month for this.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about which one like you're most likely to really see yourself maybe sewing or actually wearing and it fitting into the rest of your season this year.
Well, for me, obviously, scarf dressing.
Yeah.
I'm like already, like you said, I've got a really cool, like wide fuzzy scarf that I'm like, oh, it's still too warm to wear, but soon I will drape this thing over myself. And also maybe I can grab some wool from the, from Joann's and make like a poncho or a, just a scarf to wear and drape and enjoy. I also think, I don't know about sewing specifically, but from what I can wrap my head around on the real talk, I feel like it's the closest thing on here to what I just kind of naturally wear, sort of the baggy, comfortable stuff. So I think that one is kind of fits in a little bit with my normal look for sure. And I have to admit, I'm sitting here thinking about maybe making something, I don't know what, but something in a pinstripe without the big shoulders, but you know, maybe a shell or something, or a skirt, or even a little dress. If I can come up with a dress that I don't hate the shape of on myself, I could see making myself a little pinstripe something to wear to work for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am definitely. Kate, did you have something else to add to your vision?
Oh, I just all of a sudden I was like, oh, maybe a pinstripe gallery dress.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Or I'm very comfortable making gallery dresses, and yeah, that could be really cute.
What about, like, would it work for, like, a Roscoe blouse? Like, if you, because I feel like I've made that in stripes before. I don't know if pinstripe might not be the right kind of stripe for that blouse, but, or it could be kind of a cool pairing.
Yeah, it would be definitely unusual. I think it could work. I'm just having trouble picturing the pinstripe, like the whole kind of corporate pinstripe thing fitting into the Roscoe blouse look.
Yeah.
It's like they're so incongruous that it might be cool.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
I like a striped Roscoe blouse. I need to find
some pinstripe. For sure.
I'm putting like a long black chore coat trench jacket on my list.
Yeah.
And I do like those dark florals. You know what? I think that between that and like the black coat, it's like I'm at this moment very attracted to anything that's like slightly witchy, and I mean, so those fit in perfectly. Like I've been for the business, I have a lot of black linen on hand. Like, you cannot imagine my excitement at buying like a whole bolt of black linen. Like, that's just my, like, you know, pinnacle. I've peaked. But I've been dying to make myself like a basic black button-up skirt, because I don't have that for like fall and winter, and like, I don't know. Yeah, like a little bit witchy. That's definitely my vibe at the moment.
I can totally see that.
I love that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, you kid, the one that I'm just like wearing all the time is just that Real Talk. Cause I've just been, all I wear now is like, I wear lots of button ups and just like loose layers, like I'm just like comfortable. And I also like, I'm really vibing with the Real Talk kind of like nostalgia to those like early like rom-com. I don't know. It's like, it has this kind of like, I could see like Meg Ryan wearing this, you know, and like all her, I just like love that. That vibe right now. And so that's what that's the one I'm probably not even gonna have to likely sew for, but just wear with what I have in my wardrobe. But similarly to you, Amanda, I really want to make like a coat, but I want to make a black like wool or something vest, like I want to, or a black puffy vest. I really want to make a vest. So kind of take my own spin on that trend by doing that.
Yeah, like a long, I've seen a lot of like longer vests.
Exactly.
But also like a blazer without the sleeves. Like I could, that would be a cool
that's what take I want. On this.
Like, I mean, it definitely, it's like comes off the shoulder a little bit. So it's different than like a typical vest. But like, I think that could be a cool alternative take on that.
Yeah, so we'll see.
I know if any of this happens. Right,
I still like, I literally have like a summer dress like cut out. I got to the stage where it's cut out in the pieces. I might just have to wait till next year, but I didn't get a chance to sew it. But hopefully when he's older, like I'm really working hard on naps for him in his crib. He's doing a lot better. Before he would do lots of contact naps. So it's like able for me to get back in the studio. So, you know, we'll see. So, yeah.
Just so everybody knows, during this whole like last couple minutes, Jay has had a death grip on Meg's headphone cord, and she's been sitting here trying to get it out of his hand, and it's been just fascinating to watch.
I know. He's like, it's so amazing to see him like play and interact. Like, he's just like, his personality is shining. It's like adorable, like to see what he, like he grabs everything now. It's so cute. It's just remarkable like how much they change and develop like month to month. So
I think it's also remarkable how like how quickly, I mean, you are already such a good multitasker, Meg, and like, but that's like next level, like mom multitasking, like carrying on a conversation while there's like a whole other scenario going on is something you just, I think it's just, you have to do it.
You have no choice but to do it. Yeah. I recently invested in these breast pump that is like wearable, and it like you charge it and it's in your bra. So it's like, because before you used to just have
sit
to
there.
I would sit there, you know, kind of to the wall, plugged into the wall. So it's, yeah, you can, I literally sometimes just like five things, you know, pumping and doing this and doing that. And yeah, so it's truly yep. amazing. For sure. And well, just kind of dreaming of what I want to sew next.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm even thinking about Jay, like fall, because he was born in April, right? So you just have in your mind like cute like, summer clothes, but now like, I need to think about like if a fall wardrobe for him, because a lot of the clothes that we were even gifted and stuff, they were summery clothes. So I need to think about some fall clothes for him too, which is like so cute,
so cute
for sure. Which do you want, a black vest too? Oh my gosh, a little puffer vest for Jay. I could make it out of the scrap if I bought like pre like puffed quilted fabric. I should totally make a little me up to me. Oh my god. Yes. And I could embroider on it as well. Like, oh my gosh, how cute would that be?
So cute. Super cute.
Super, super cute. All right. Yeah. That kind of wraps up this segment, and we'll take a quick break and see what our sew info is.
It's a wild man.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, and now it's time for our Sew Inspo segment, our favorite segment where we talk about what's giving us our sewing inspiration at the moment. So, Amanda, why don't you take us off?
Sure. I am... Again, I feel like I've either been on this kick for a while or like got off and then got excited again, but I'm definitely on a vest kick for myself and on the business side. Like, I just hope vests never go away as an accessory that people love, because I love vests. I'm working on like a railroad stripe denim vest for myself right now, and I'm hoping. Ooh. I just bought like my first quilt to it, like a cutter quilt to repurpose into a vest or a couple of vests. So I'm excited to try that out. I just have a bazillion ideas for vests, and I'm excited about all of them, and it's probably way too many. But there it is. I'm also like just really into corduroy right now, and specifically, surprised to no one, corduroy vests. I went to the Denver Sewing Guild's fabric sale, like their fundraiser, and I got the most perfect weird printed corduroy that I am so excited about. It's like a faux patchwork print, but it's very subtle, so it's like kind of like gray on black, and it's probably a little hideous, but I love it, and I'm gonna make some vests out of it. But I'm into corduroy. I don't I don't know. I have a few pairs of corduroy pants that I've made. I mean, it's not always, it's not a good fit for elastic waist pants, which is still like what I wear in the winter. So maybe I need to branch out and try some like hard pants with corduroy. But I don't know. I think it's one of those like fall textures that I still get really excited about. I did have at one point, I think it was just a secondhand, like really thin whale corduroy overshirt that I loved. And maybe I need to recreate that because I do like a corduroy shirt. Like, again, it's just such a cozy texture and a little bit different mm-hmm. from my standard overshirts that I wear. I don't know. I'm feeling corduroy right now.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Feeling corduroy is fun to do. How about you, Meg? What's giving you your sew inspo?
Well, actually, it's I'm really into the idea of making some like baby toys and stuff. Because now that he's playing with so much stuff, like again, what I said earlier, like I ordered like crinkle paper and like with my embroidery machine, I want to make like a crinkle, but like you embroider like fun, you know, characters and prints and doing that crinkle fabric on it and, you know. Exploring like he likes exploring different textures now, so like doing like a fabric swatch book of like all different textured fabrics could be so fun for him. So I'm really into the idea of doing, you know, some of that, as well as getting a little bit back into quilting. I noticed that I didn't know this, but Helen from yes. Helen's Closet also started like a quilt company, like for quilt patterns. It's Cedar Quilt Co. And I inputted my email to get this pattern for these free like little placemats. And I was like, oh, it would be so cute to like make like little autumn, even our holiday quilted placemats. Cause then it's like a little quilt project that seems like manageable to do. So I'm really into the idea of that right now, but again, we'll see.
That's okay. But we'll see. I've been doing a lot more like patchwork style stuff with my right. pieces for the business, and I've been really inspired by that. It was not anything I was ever very good at, but I feel like I've kind of honed yeah. that skill a little bit, and I'm able to get more like triangles were always like my nemesis. It's just hard for everything to match up perfectly. And it was just not something I could do very well, but I'm kind of loving it. I'm really loving like bringing that into my pieces on the business side. So I feel you. It's interesting to, I didn't really see myself heading that direction, but it's kind of inspiring. Just follow it down the rabbit hole for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I love seeing all your pieced, pieces.
Yeah,
for your business. They're so pretty, and like the how you put your fabrics together. I love following.
Thanks.
Along.
It's been fun. It is fun.
Okay. Well, as for me, I am really feeling this pinstripe gallery dress at the moment. I need to make a project for the spring 2024 issue of Creative Machine Embroidery, and I just got fabric for it, and it is going to be very, very cute, and I'm very, very excited about taking some time to work on that. I need to test my embroidery design and make sure I didn't make any like horrible mistakes, and then I get to do some fun sewing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny now being on maternity. I'm like, oh, I wonder what you like before. Like I would like be involved. Like what you're. But now I'm like, I can't wait to see. Like so nice now to be like you know, the issues that I'm not involved in while I'm maternity leave. I'm like experiencing it like a reader, and it's really fun.
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm happy to tell you if you want the details.
But it'll be a surprise.
I want to be surprised. Okay.
Well, I got some really, really cute fabric. I'm very excited. So.
Oh, that's great.
All right. Well, always a fan of the trend episodes.
Yes.
And definitely feeling some of those trends making their way into what we're inspired to do, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't start out like feeling these trends like super strongly, of course I'm like walking away from this episode really inspired and like more excited about fall. Like I'm getting there. I'm not ready quite yet, but like this always kind of gets me in the mood. So I love this episode.
Yeah. For sure. I wouldn't say I'm ready, but I feel like I've accepted it.
Yeah.
It's happening.
You know, I also was thinking too about fall just in general. Like it's probably, I don't know. Like I think it is fun to just sew for the seasonal changes, but fall in particular, like it's probably my favorite because you just get to like bring out all the different textured fabrics and there's like, you know, just,
oh yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel, spring is not as exciting to me. But fall, I don't know. It's fun to sew for fall.
Yeah.
It is.
Fall
fun.
Is definitely special.
Yeah. Because it's like quick sew knits. Yeah. So it's not like too cold out. I know. Oh.
All right. Well,
I feel you, Jay.
On that note. On that
note. No, I think Jay's done. So, So thanks, everybody, for hanging out with us, for being patient with us while we took our little break. And thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Meg and Amanda, for having this chat with me today. And until next time, let's sew.
Let's sew.
Here We Sew Again is produced by Amanda Carestio, Meg Healy, and me, Kate Zeinard. Find us on Instagram at HereWeSewAgainPod or email us at HereWeSewAgainPod@gmail.com. Our show website is shows.acast.com/here-we-sew-again. Thanks for listening, and now it's sew time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.